Well, good morning. It's 8:51. Brock Hunter.
What up, kid?
What's up, man?
Let's see here. Sorry, I was getting distracted. I was reading.
So I just had one of this. So they're changing the pipes on our street here where I live, and I just had one of the city guys walk in. So he's gonna hear the show live down here.
Oh, nice.
I'm down here in my robe too. It's kind of embarrassing.
This is what you do every day. He's out there just sweating, working in the cold and the sun, and
he's in full blown gear. He's got his hard hat out and everything, man. I'm sitting here in my robe.
You're in your robe covered in meatball sauce.
I was just waiting for him to say, so what do you do?
God, what a mess your life is. Good God. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Look at you.
Look, you bum. You have people out there having to wear hard hats because their job is so dangerous, and you're down there with a cat on your lap in a robe.
And my smoking jacket. This guy's out there throwing dirt over his shoulder, doing the real man work.
It's your wife there making you breakfast every morning. Jesus.
Still complaining, too. This is terrible.
You know what? This recliner is almost too comfortable. It's amazing.
It is, you know. I think it's really not doing any good for me, man. You know?
Yeah. Crazy.
So, it's embarrassing. Because he got no choice, so he's got to come down here to the basement because he's got to shut the water off, you know?
Is your wife up there with him? Be careful. She might see what a real man looks like.
She is, too. She was batting her eyes at him a little bit.
He's up there, actually has muscles, you know, hard, calloused, worked hands. Right. It's like, that's what a man's supposed to be like, huh?
Why does he have a shirt off again?
He's got a full beard, doesn't even have a boy.
God, this guy is tan and ripped.
This is it. Well, all right, Hunter. Enjoy being divorced.
She's upstairs holding on to his leg.
Don't leave me with him. Please, God. I need a real man. Yeah. All right.
A nice, strong leg.
Now I'm sad for you, buddy. Well, we should do it. Let's move on. Let's not think about the fact that your wife's going to leave you for a strong male.
Nice, but strong construction guy.
Yeah, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do... Again, I got some really good ones, but Boss Man Bill's going to get mad at me if I do it, so I can't do it.
Well, I mean, get yelled at and fired.
Yeah. Let's do...
I bet you he's waiting for you to do one of those.
He's always waiting. He doesn't listen because he likes the show. He listens because he's waiting for us to say something, and then he can justify firing us, and we're always on the line.
I feel like he's sitting in a really big chair like Dr. Evil, just waiting for us to... Come on.
Yes. Say something stupid, yes.
Fired!
Let's do jerk junkie.
A jerk?
Jerk junkie. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're not talking about beef jerky. That's for sure.
I mean, we could be. You never know.
Jerk junkie. All right. How can I explain this? We're not going to get fired.
Jerk junkie.
That has to do with rubbing one out, maybe. Am I off? Am I right?
No,
I'm
right on that. You're on there. Yeah, you're on the right path. Yeah.
And it's just it's a lady who just she can't get away from it, man. She likes it so much. It's an addiction.
And not just ladies. You're on the right path. It's someone who's addicted to jerking it, i.e. masturbation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. It could be anybody.
Or it could be a lady, I guess, addicted to giving hand jibbers. I mean, I don't know. Either way. I don't think I've ever met a woman that's enjoyed doing it. Usually it's my wife going, well, look, I don't want to do that. Okay, fine. Are you fine with an old-fashioned? I'm like, absolutely. Yeah.
See, Brock, that was just subliminal wishful thinking right there. You know, it was just my brain hoping and wishing.
You find that one girl out there that just loves it. Like, I can't wait. When are you coming home? I'm a jerk junkie.
Thanks for bringing me back to reality, you jerk. I'm sad and lonely.
Look, but
especially
let's be,
with that guy upstairs.
Let's be honest here. Let's be honest. I don't care if it's the hottest woman in the world. It's still just better to do it by myself, okay? Because usually they're gonna end up, you know, just pulling it the wrong way, you know, the wrong grip. Like, no, just I'll take care of it, okay? If you want to sit there and talk dirty to me, okay, I'll make it work. But
don't rip it off.
Exactly. Look, you're not racing a Subaru in an off-road race, okay? You don't need to be shifting hard like that. Example. We got to get Al late. He's turning into a jerk junkie. There you go.
Poor Al. All right.
That one might get us fired. We'll see. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.